Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, on this journey, what one popular songwriter and singer called this thing called life. Family, friends, and foes, and yes, even foes in the family, I still love you. And to our standing between the living and the dead memorial and devotional family members, memorial and devotional service family members, welcome. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House Family and Devotional Reading of Charles Haddon Spurgeon's Treasury of David. This is episode number 29. We're at Psalm 5:3. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. Dr. Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, goes on to say, based upon this powerful verse, this is not so much a prayer as a resolution. My. My voice shalt thou hear. I will not be dumb. I will not be silent. I will not withhold my speech. I will cry to thee, for the fire that dwells within compels me to pray to you and to look up. We can sooner die than live without prayer. None of God's children are possessed with a dumb devil. In the morning, this is the fittest time for intercourse with God. Allow me to repeat that. In the morning, this is the fittest time for intercourse with God. An hour in the morning is worth two in the evening. I agree with that. While the dew is on the grass, let grace drop upon the soul. And let us give to God the mornings of our days and the morning of our lives. Prayer should be the key of the day and the lock of the night. Devotion should be both the morning star and the evening star. Go ahead, Spurgeon. You being dead, yet liveth and speaketh. If we merely read our English version and want an explanation of these two sentences, we find it in the figure of an archer. I will direct my prayer unto thee. I will put my prayer upon the bow. I will direct it towards heaven. And then when I have shot up my arrow, I will look up to see where it has gone. But in the Hebrew, the Hebrew has a still fuller meaning than this. I will direct my prayer. It is the word that is used for the laying in order of the wood and the pieces of the victim upon the altar. And it is used also for the putting of the showbread upon the table. It means just this: I will arrange my prayer before thee. I will lay it out upon the altar in the morning, just as the priest lays out the morning sacrifice. I will arrange my prayer, or as old Master Trapp has it, I will marshal up my prayers. I will put them in order, call up all my prayers, and bid them stand in their proper places, that I may pray with all my might and pray acceptably, and will look up, or as the Hebrew might better be translated, I will look out. I will look out for the answer after I have prayed. I will expect that the blessing shall come. It is a word that is used in another place where we read of those who watched for the morning. So will I watch for thine answer, O my Lord. I will spread out my prayer like the victim on the altar, and I will look up and expect to receive the answer by fire from heaven to consume the sacrifice. Two questions are suggested by the last part of this verse. Do we not miss very much of the sweetness and efficacy of prayer by want of careful meditation before it and of hopeful expectation after it? We too often rush into the presence of God without forethought or humility. We are like men who present themselves before a king without a petition. And what wonder is it that we often miss the end of prayer? We should be careful to keep the stream of meditation always running, for this is the water to drive the mill of prayer. It is idle to pull up the floodgates of a dry brook. It is idle to pull up the floodgates of a dry brook and then hope to see the wheel revolve. Prayer without fervency is like hunting. Prayer without fervency is like hunting with a dead dog. And prayer without preparation is hawking with a blind falcon. Prayer is the work of the Holy Spirit, but he works by means. God made man, but he used the dust of the earth as a material. The Holy Ghost is the author of prayer, but he employs the thoughts of a fervent soul as the gold with which to fashion the vessel. Let not our prayers and praises be the flashes of a hot and hasty brain, but the steady burning of a well-kindled fire. But furthermore, do we not forget to watch the result of our supplications? We are like the ostrich which lays her eggs and looks not for her young. We sow the seed and are too idle to seek a harvest. How can we expect the Lord to open the windows of his grace and pour us out a blessing if we will not open the windows of expectation and look up for the promised favor? Let holy preparation link hands with patient expectation, and we shall have far larger answers to our prayers. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you so much for this simple but powerful truth and teaching. And we thank you, Lord, for reminding us to pray and teaching us to pray and how to pray and how to expect an answer from you. We give you the glory, praise, and honor for this time together. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and forsake. Amen. Now, dear friend, thank you for listening to the White House family reading of Charles Haddon Spurgeon's Treasury of David. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, here's how you can be saved from hell and walk with the Lord throughout this life and in the life to come. In that wonderful place called heaven. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Holy Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Holy Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, dear friend, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell right now as I speak. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, dear friend, that is all very bad news. But here's the good news. I have some good news for you. It is called the gospel. Gospel means good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." So just believe in your heart, my dear friend, in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in your heart that Jesus Christ paid your sin debt that you owe God. Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins as the sacrificial Passover Lamb of God for the sins of the whole world. Jesus Christ went through hell and went to hell for you so that you would not have to go to hell. He was buried and rose from the dead by the power of God for you and for me and for everybody so that we can live eternally with him in heaven. He did it for you and me. He did it for us. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what, you ask? Saved from hell. Saved to what, you ask? Saved to heaven, to be with God, and to be with Jesus Christ, and to be with the angels and the saints of God forever. My dear friend, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead by the power of God, trust in him today. believe in the Lord Jesus Christ today, and in your heart. And please pray with me this simple prayer called the Sinner's Prayer, which should be a reflection of your heart, of what you want to say to God since you believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and I have done some bad things in my life in your sight. I am sorry for my sins, and today I believe in you, Lord Jesus Christ. Holy Father God, for Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon me, and please forgive me of all of my sins. Please forgive me of all of my failures and my faults, as I now believe with all of my heart in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by your power. Lord Jesus Christ, please come into my heart and save my soul from the hell that I deserve, and save my soul to the heaven that I don't deserve. Please fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to truly repent of my sins and to turn from my evil ways and to follow you in the new life, Lord Jesus. For it is in your holy name I do pray. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you believed in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose on the third day, allow me to say to you, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my book titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a proper request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good, is my prayer.